Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 26, verses 12 through 16. Proverbs 26, verses 12 through 16. It says, "Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There's more hope for a fool than for him. The sluggard says, 'There's a lion in this road, and there's a lion in the streets.' As a door turns on its hinges, so does a sluggard on his bed. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. It wears him out to bring it back to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly." What I want to do today is I want to kind of take from these verses. Last week, if you were with us last Saturday, we looked at verses 1 through 11 and saw the warnings about dealing with a fool. Today we see these verses deal with the sluggard or the lazy person. The Bible here shows us that the lazy person has a lot of excuses as to why they're lazy. Look at verse 13. The sluggard says, "There's a lion in the road. There's a lion in the streets." In other words, they come up with lots of reasons why they can't do what they're supposed to do. The lion in the streets wasn't a very common occurrence, but in their mind, it was like, yeah, there's danger out there. I have to be real careful. That's why I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. They have a lot of excuses as to why they're lazy. We also see from this passage that as a door turns on its hinges, so does a sluggard in his bed. Sleep's not a bad thing, folks. We know from the Bible that actually God told Elijah, sleep and eat, because the journey that I'm about to send you on is a long one and you need your rest. And he told him twice, sleep and eat. But then he sent him on his journey. No, there's nothing wrong with a nap. Jesus actually took naps. We saw that the Bible says as the disciples were going across the lake, Sea of Galilee, he was asleep on a pillow. There's nothing wrong with a nap. There's nothing wrong with good sleep. But when you just kind of stay in the bed and have a tendency to not get out of bed, as a door turns on its hinges, so is the sluggard on his bed, you actually sleep too much, it'll actually make you tired. I don't know if many of you experienced that. I'm sure probably many of you have. You can get a 20-minute nap and feel refreshed, or you can take a 2-hour nap and wake up tired. You know, we have to be real, real careful that we don't fall into laziness. All of us are prone to it. All of us have that tendency. It's in our flesh. We want to be the sluggard. Well, actually, we don't want to be a sluggard, but we want to act like one at times, I guess would be a better way to put it. Also, we go on in this passage and we see that actions speak louder than words. You see, the sluggard in verse 16, the sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. Actually, sluggards talk a lot about what they do, but they don't really do much. They talk a lot about why they can't do something, but they don't do much. Being a master of excuses will make you lazy. And so there was a period of time my wife and I started to feel like we were getting a little bit lazy in our lives. And so years ago, we actually went through a few months where we actually did this practice. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 17, the scripture says, in chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin." Let me say that to you again. Whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, is sin. And so there are times we know what we're supposed to do and we're lazy and we don't. We sin when we do that. So we actually, for the fun of it, we decided that we would, whenever a thought crossed our mind that there's something we probably should do, we instead of thinking about it anymore, we would just do it. Like, for example, you ever walked across the room and you saw something that needed to be picked up? Instead of thinking, I ought to pick that up sometime, once the thought crossed our mind about noticing that needed to be picked up, we would pick it up right away. Whatever we saw or thought needed to be done, we would do it. Like, man, you know, I probably need to get those dishes done in the sink. Boom. I had to stop right then and go ahead and get the dishes done. Now, of course, we turned it into fun of I would start to point out things that I thought she should do. And of course, she would point out things that she thought I should do. But at the same time, it was a good practice for us for those few months to realize. And actually, we reaped the benefit of when we saw something that needed to be done, we did it right away. I just want to challenge you today. Avoid the tendency to be someone who's lazy. Avoid the tendency of falling into that pattern of rationalization and thinking that it's okay and why you don't do things you ought to do. We need to be people of action who follow the Lord or led of the Spirit. And Jesus was always at his Father's work, and we need to be doing the same. So avoid being the sluggard. I hope that's a help for someone out there today. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.